get your... Okay. Go ahead. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Petra, you won your second Wimbledon. How did this one feel?
It feels good, definitely. I mean, it's a Grand Slam, so always it's an amazing feeling. And I mean, I enjoy it a little bit more, the second title, than the first one. And I feel that it's like more special a little bit. I mean, it was difficult to win that. And no, it wasn't really easy journey through the tournament, as always. But I met a few Czech players as well. And almost in every match I was favorite of that. So it was pretty tough, and I'm really glad that I did it.
Where are you keeping your trophies?
It's with my parents in Czech Republic.
Why did you enjoy the second one better? Is it just because it validates where you are in the sport?
You know, the first one was great. I mean, it was a surprise for everyone, for me as well. And in that moment, nobody really expected I can win the Grand Slam and win the Wimbledon. And this year, I knew that like every year after that, I played Wimbledon with a lot of pressure. And you know, in 2011 was really easy, and it seems more easy than this year. And yeah, I wasn't really favorite of the match when I played there, but this year I felt like I am favorite of the match, so it was more difficult.
What are the top three things that you would say propel you to win?
I was surf, for sure. And I think I played really aggressively flat and just going forward for that. And I think my movement on the grass was good as well. And of course, mentally, I think was really important one.
Have you become mentally more tough as the years have gone on? Are you learning how to deal with adversity better?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, everything what is new, you have to just learn it and you have to get used to a little bit more. So I think that it's one of the things what I'm learning still. And I think all career I have something new and trying to learn from that. And yeah, I mean, it was pretty nice.
You've been here a few times now. Do you like playing the week before because it gets you in rhythm a week before a Grand Slam, or do you just happen to like this tournament?
No, I just really like this tournament. I mean, for me it's better than practice in New York, so I'm really enjoying to be here, and I'm going like calm before the storm in New York then. So for me it's really good preparation for the Grand Slam. And you know, in Europe I'm not playing week before, not before the Paris, but other three Grand Slams I'm playing the week before. I just did it once time when I didn't play, and I was just preparing in New York, and it didn't really help me. So yeah, that's why I'm here.
In regards to the preparation for the Grand Slam, are there certain aspects of the opponents of your game you look towards this week to make sure they're sharp? Are there things you can emphasize on?
No, I feel that this tournament is pretty strong. I mean, everything when I played Montreal, Cincinnati, and here, it's from the first round, it's tough matches. And I mean, last year I think we had two tournaments in this week, but this year it's only one. So everybody's playing here, of course, and yeah, it feels like it's very, very, very good draw here.
Can you talk about some of the things you like to do off the court here in New Haven?
Actually, I like, you know, we are in a study, so it's pretty nice to the center. So we had the breakfast today, where it was very calm today this morning. And normally I'm just, I don't know, watching some movies and reading some books. But yeah, I like to have a walk in the New Haven as well.
What are some of your favorite spots, restaurants in the area?
Yesterday we were in Zinc, so it was pretty nice. And then I like sushi, so some of them.
What'd you get at Zinc?
For a sushi?
At Zinc, what'd you get? At
I get a steak.
What's your choice of fuel before
the match?
What do you eat before
a
match and then during the match?
What I'm eating or what?
Yeah.
Normally some rice or pasta. Just plain before the match, and during the match it depends how long is it and if I need some energy. So I have some snacks and energy bars.
Just drink water?
No, I have a sports drink.
How would you evaluate your game going into this week and then hopefully
great run in Montreal, Cincinnati, so I hope to have more matches than I had before. But I know that it's not really easy, so that's my goal, just to focus for first round, and then I'm going to see how it works.
Where do you go from here in terms of your career? What kind of goals do you have set for yourself? So many want to win that Grand Slam, and now you've done it twice. Do you just want to win other Grand Slams, or is number one the goal, or are you just trying to make a living?
I mean, as a professional athlete, I have to have some goals. I think that's why I'm still motivated. I mean, yeah, I won it two times in Wimbledon, but still the other three is missing. So it's a challenge to win another Grand Slam, and I'm not pretty have a goal like be number one. I was pretty close once, but I mean, it's not that important for me. I think the feeling when you win a Grand Slam is more special, and yeah.
Why is a Grand Slam more special? Is it just because that's the prize everybody's looking for, or because the field is so tough? Why is that more important?
You know, I think we as a tennis players, we are playing tennis because we want to win a Grand Slam. So for us, it's like goal of the career, and there's the it's four tournaments in the year, and it's just the best one can just win it. So it's like, I don't know, it's like World Cup championships in football, for example.
Are there any other reasons why you play except for winning a Grand Slam? Like, why do you play tennis? Why tennis?
Because I like it. I mean, when I was young, I started to play because I like to play tennis, so that's why.
It's a pretty broad question, but how much has the game changed since that first Grand Slam to the second one? Were there noticeable differences in the level of competition?
You're asking how my game changed?
Your game and your opponent's game, I guess it's
I think it's still going to be more faster. It's like with more power for everyone. I think we have to be more fitter, so we have to move to better and better. And everything's just improving so quickly, I think. So it's really tough to stay on the level and just be still in the high ranking. But yeah, I think it's going to be more power and like that, strong.
As a fan of the game, has anything caught your eye? Just like if you were watching as a fan or as an outsider, what was about the season?
What is about the season?
Yeah, but like just watching others. Is there anything that sparked your interest?
I'm not watching others. I'm not really a good watcher, so no, I'm not, like, if I'm not in the draw or I'm home, I'm
That's it, you're done.
Yeah. I'm enough of tennis then.
You've talked about how Martina Navratilova has been your idol. Do you talk about her frequently?
No, we don't actually. I mean, I just saw her in Wimbledon, and from that time we didn't any touch or something like that. So I think I'm gonna see her in US Open, but we are not really like texting frequently.
You said the game has gotten faster and athletes stronger. Have you also, or have you just tweaked other parts of your game to make yourself better?
You know, I think that I'm pretty on this. Like that I'm trying to play aggressively and have a power, so for me it's important to just stay on that level, and I think like not that have like many mistakes when I had before, and I think my movement can improve a lot, so that's what I'm working on, and yeah, it's important as well, the serve, it's very helpful if it's there, so yeah.
So cutting your mistakes, is that just being a smarter player, knowing your opponents better? How are you accomplishing that?
Yeah, I think, you know, when I'm gonna be more physically prepared, I think that then I don't have to risk that often I risk before. So that means that I can play more release and be more patient with the, still with the power and play aggressively.
Just two more.
What are your favorite brands to wear for tennis, clothing and shoes?
It's Nike.
Last one for Patrick. All right, thanks everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.